Hello, this is still Changsu Kim reading Ben Tori's word. He and Thich should be returning to Korea later this week. We pray for their safe arrival. While they have been in the U.S., a lot has been going on at the Three Seas Ranch in Taebaek, Gangwon-do, where they live. I know they will be very busy as soon as they get back, joining in the preparations for the building of the Three Seas Center and the summer program they have planned. Ben writes to us about those plans. Starting last summer, we at the Three Seas began running what we call work camp schools or labor schools. These week-long sessions include labor on our ranch, lectures about North Korea, small group sessions, and times of prayer for North Korea. They are similar to the North Korea schools that we have run at Jesus Abbey in the past and in the United States. We're getting ready for this summer's sessions. The first school will be for young people in middle and high school. That session runs from July 30th to August 3rd. The next 2 weeks are separate schools for adults, young and old. You may remember that I shared a few weeks ago about labor and prayer, how we can make our work to be prayer. Well, this is part of what our labor schools are about. North Korea claims to be the laborer's paradise. As communists, they lift up the working man and honor all forms of labor. As Christians, we want to bring them the message of God's love and His salvation. We also want to be able to come to them as friends and brothers, sharing with them in words and ways that they can understand. It is important to come to them on their terms as much as possible. One way we can do that is to come with an appreciation for labor, and if possible, some experience of our own, as working men and women. Our work camp or labor schools are a way to gain an appreciation for labor and a taste of what it is like. Participants spend time each morning working on our Three Seas Ranch. There are many types of work to do, from weeding the fields where we grow feed corn, to cleaning the barn, to working on the pastures. We have a lot of pasture land to prepare by cutting brush, removing roots and trumps, collecting stones, and so forth. There are also fences to be built or repaired, grass to be cut for hay, and many other tasks. All of this is in the wonderful outdoors, whether the sun is shining or the rain coming down. It all brings us a bit closer to God. As we share the experience together, it also brings us closer to each other and increases our appreciation for what our brothers and sisters in the North do. Labor is an important component of the educational program at the Three Seas. It always will be. We work as a form of prayer, and we work to gain a bit more understanding of those who must work under harsh conditions their whole lives. As we do so, we contemplate our own Lord Jesus, who labored for many years doing heavy work as a construction worker. We also spend time listening to experts teach about North Korea, its people, its history, its culture, its ideology. We work our hands and we work our brains. This is extremely important. There has been over 60 years of separation between North and South Korea. During this time, the two halves of our nation have grown farther and farther apart in language, culture, thought, and belief. If we want to share the joy of our lives in Jesus Christ, if we want to make friends with the people of North Korea and add them to our fellowship, to come to love them on a personal basis, and for them to come to love us, we need to have a much greater understanding of them than we do now. Many people think that evangelizing North Korea will be easy for South Koreans, since all speak the same language and have the same culture. Unfortunately, that is not so. Both have grown far apart in culture and language. It takes North Korean refugees in the South about 3 years to become comfortable in conversing with their Southern brethren. In some ways, they often find it easier to communicate with Westerners than with South Koreans, because the way that North Koreans think and use language is much closer to the West than to the South. Some people also think that the North Korean people are waiting to be liberated from oppression. They think that if the North Korean government and leadership are overthrown, the people will rise up and embrace freedom. That, too, is mistaken. The ordinary people of North Korea do not look towards South Korea or America to deliver them. In fact, they are looking forward to the day when they can free their Southern compatriots from the hatred imperialistic American oppressor. They believe that they live in special land and serve a loving father, Kim Il-sung, and his son, Kim Jong-il, who provides for all that they need. Any hardship they experience is not because they are not free. It is because of the American imperialists who are dead set on invading North Korea and subjugating the people just as they have in the South. This is truly all that many North Koreans know. When North Korea opens to the gospel and we are free to travel there, we will be faced with an enormous gulf in terms of worldview, culture, understanding of history, and so forth. We need to be preparing now for that day through gaining all the knowledge about North Korea that we can. We need to seek both language and experience that will bring us closer to the point of true sharing with our brothers and sisters in the North. This is what our labor schools are all about. I don't know when the doors to North Korea will open. It may be 1 year, or it may be several years. I am pretty sure it will be considerably less than 10 years. All of us will most likely see that time. Many of us will be involved with a mission to the North. Perhaps God is putting North Korea on your heart. Perhaps He is calling you to share your knowledge of Jesus Christ with someone in North Korea, or even now from North Korea here in the South. If so, it is important that you seek to learn all you can about the North and begin your own preparation. You certainly won't find a more interesting and satisfying way to do that than joining us in August for one of our labor schools. Oh, by the way, in addition to getting to work in the hot sun and the rain, you also get to sleep in tents. We still don't have the buildings for the Three Seas Center, so all participants have the special privilege of sleeping in tents. It is a real adventure. If you are interested, call the Three Seas office for more information. Call 033-553-1405. That is 033-553-1405. One more time, 033-553-1405. Good night.